There's a new push to raise the smoking age in Washington state from 18 to 21. State Representative Tina Orwall is leading the charge. She represents several cities in South King County, and she's pre-introduced a new bill that would raise the purchase age for tobacco and vaping products to 21. She told KOW's David Hyde why smoking is such a deeply personal issue for her.
Well, smoking has had a big impact on my family. I lost both my parents to diseases related to their smoking. Last week was the two-year anniversary of my mom's death. She died of lung cancer. You know, anyone that's lost anyone to lung cancer or any type of cancer, it's a horrific way to lose someone. And I also remember growing up and how hard it was for my parents. They were always trying to quit smoking. And it was a tough part of their journey. And as a mother of two young adults, I have a son who's 17 and a daughter who's 20. I don't want them to have this tough path. I don't want any kids in our state to have this kind of struggle with an addiction throughout their lifetime and really have these horrific diseases that we know are directly associated with tobacco.
As you say, so many people have been touched by this, and I think most of our listeners know all the multiple reasons why smoking is so bad, such a terrible thing for people's health. But why raise the smoking age to 21? Why that age in particular? What is your thinking behind that?
Well, often what they find is there's two paths. One is the 13, 14, and 15-year-olds often ask a peer or older sibling to purchase these products for them. And that makes them more accessible. But they also find, you know, if someone's between the age of 15 and 17, they might be able to go and purchase because they look almost 18. But when you move any product up to 21, it's a lot harder for teenagers to go purchase it. There's a bigger threshold, and they often don't look old enough to purchase.
You know, a lot of the brain science research lately suggests that the brain doesn't fully mature actually until the age of 25, maybe even older in some cases. Why not make the age even higher? I mean, this stuff is poison.
You know, it is very toxic, and I think we balance those things out. We do think that the brains are susceptible. In fact, you know, nicotine, as you know, is probably one of the most addictive drugs we have. It compares to heroin and other drugs. I think we have this window. We know 9 out of 10 adults who are smokers started before the age of 21. And so we do think that's the key window to really focus on.
And other places have tried this. New York City, for example, mm-hmm. the state of Hawaii.
Yes.
What's the experience of those places been? What are you going to tell your colleagues this session?
Well, what we're finding is these cities that have done it first, 5 years in, they're seeing significant reductions in youth smoking. There's one city outside of Boston that had a 50% reduction rate. And those are the kind of impacts we want to see. And so New York, they've also had a reduction. I think it was a 25% reduction, if I recall. But again, over time, it's a very positive impact on youth smoking.
You've got a lot of arguments in favor of this, raising the smoking age up to 21 here in Washington State. What kind of support do you think you're going to get this session?
You know, I hope to get strong support. We introduced it last year, and I think there was a lot of legislators that cared about this issue. There's some hurdles, but I do believe we're building some momentum of support.
What's the hurdle?
Well, I think the hurdle could be a financial hit to our budgets. And though that should not stop us from doing what's good policy, we do have to figure out how to address the loss of revenue.
But we're spending money on the one hand to help people. We've got anti-smoking programs. We've got health care costs in the state. You're saying the lack of revenue or the loss of revenue from smoking taxes is a real concern?
Well, you know, it's a short-term concern, but you're right. When we look at the millions of dollars our state probably spends on actually treating these diseases, it's a small amount of money. We know in the United States, we lose about 1,300 people a day due to diseases related to smoking. And there's for every person that dies, there's 30 people being treated for some horrific illness related to smoking. And so our state, of course, and our society has so much to gain by people not smoking.
Is it going to pass this year? What's your prediction?
I think it's going to gain momentum, and I think it has a chance to pass, yes.
Democrat Tina Orwall represents the 33rd District in the Washington State House of Representatives. She spoke with KUOW's David Hyde about her proposal to raise the purchase age of tobacco and vaping products to 21.